This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited world's leading aviation companies to invest in India, saying India has emerged as the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Addressing the International Air Transport Authority's annual general meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, India presents an excellent opportunity for investment for the world's leading aviation companies. He underscored India's investment in world-class airport infrastructure, noting that in 2014, the country had 74 operational airports, which has now expanded to 162. The all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha held a meeting with Malaysia's Parliamentary Special Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Trade. The delegation also met with the Speaker of the House of Representatives, YB Tan Sri Dato, Dr. Johari bin Abdul. The delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde held a meeting with the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Liberia, Richard Nagbe Kun, and group of representatives. The delegation also met the President of the Republic of Liberia, Joseph Nyuma Bokai, along with Liberia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Sara Besolo Nianti. Talking to the media, Mr. Shinde said that all the countries that the delegation visited have extended assurance and support in India's fight against terrorism. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and the US desire to give preferential market access to each other's businesses. Talking to media persons in Paris, he said that both the countries are working together on the proposed bilateral trade agreement. Mr. Goyal is in Paris on an official visit to hold talks with French leaders and business representatives to boost trade and investments. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, has postponed the NEET PG 2025 examination, which was earlier scheduled for the 15th of this month. Complying with the Supreme Court order, NBEMS has decided to conduct NEET PG 2025 in a single shift. The board has said that the examination has been postponed to arrange for more test centers and required infrastructure. It added that the revised date to conduct NEET PG will be notified shortly. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Parts of Delhi, Arunachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Kerala, Mahi, Konkan, Goa, Punjab and Uttarakhand are also likely to witness heavy rainfall throughout the day. In Assam, the flood situation has worsened further in the last 24 hours, spreading to five more districts. Now, over 5 lakh people across 22 districts are battling the rising waters as the deluge continues to intensify. Over 1,250 villages are affected and 12,600 hectares of crop area have been damaged by floods. We have more from our correspondent.
The river Brahmaputra, Barak and all their tributaries are flowing above danger level. The flood damaged 89 roads and 4 bridges apart from other infrastructures during the last 24 hours. State government has opened 165 relief camps and 157 relief distribution centers across the state. District administration has deployed SDRF teams for rescue and relief operations. Aminul Haq Zattar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner today as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. A report.
On paper, both teams are equally poised in batting and bowling. As the tournament reaches its culmination, one can hope for a pulsating encounter between the two best sides of the season. It has been a long wait for both sides to reach the final of the Cash Rich League. With Divakar's report, Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk for Akashvani News.
Indian equity indices opened slightly lower today. Sensex was down 152 points or 0.19% at 81,221.39 and the Nifty was down by 36.4 points or 0.16% at 24,680.40. Buying was seen in the mid-cap and small-cap stocks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.